I'm joined now by Guernsey manager Mark Bower after that 2-3 home defeat to North Ferriby United. Mark, a really frustrating evening and probably one or two injuries and things now for you to think about as well going forward.
Yeah, Jake was just feeling the effects of the illness that he's been struggling with over the last few days, so he comes off and then make a couple of substitutions. 20 seconds later, Danny Ellis has a recurrence of the calf injury that he's suffered before. That leaves us with 10 men, so that, you know, obviously bad news on the Danny Ellis front. Hopefully Jake's just his illness and he's getting over that, so he should be okay, but it's the last thing you want in these games, you know, picking up injuries, and it's striking that balance between going out there you know, to win the game, which we obviously did, no matter what team we put out, but making sure that we're in the right physical shape for the playoff games. It's a difficult one for us, given that, you know, we've got this extra game in tonight when the other teams in the playoffs are sat with their feet up. Disappointed. I thought we were good for large spells for the first hour of the game. You know, give a couple of really sloppy goals away, which you know, brings them back into the game. But we had more than enough chances to be comfortably in front. I think they were lucky not to go down to 10 men when Boys was clean through and got brought down. I think there was a bit of end-of-season generosity in that decision. And ultimately, you know, when we were down to 10 men, a few lads that are a little bit short of match practice, it just proved difficult for us in that last 20 minutes. But I can't fault the effort of the lads. You know, they worked hard while at the same time, you know, making sure that we're in good shape for next week. Obviously disappointed to lose, wanting to win the game.
So looking ahead to Saturday, a long trip down to Oxford, is the plan to put out the strongest 11 you've got, or have you got half an eye now on the playoffs?
I think we've got to do. I think, you know, we look at last season, we came into the Gloucester game at home, Adam Boyce picked up an injury. If the game, the playoff game, had been 24 hours earlier, he wouldn't have played. So we'll have a chat about it. We'll see how everyone is fitness-wise after tonight's game, and we'll make a decision on it. I've said before, I'm not going to be too clever in trying to finish in a certain position to play a certain team. You know, we'll make the decisions based on what we think is the best to get our best 11 out on the pitch.
And just on a lighter note, Jake Lawler was the chosen as the supporters' player of the season. He's been important to you this season. He's played a vast majority of games, sometimes in midfield and sometimes in defence. And just tell us a little bit about how he's matured and been important for you this year.
He's come on leaps and bounds, you know, from when I took over at the beginning of, or towards the start of last season, he'd not really played much, and you know, he gradually worked his way into the side, and whether it be centre half or in midfield, he's made the position, either position his own really. You know, very composed, and he's a, you know, nice player to watch in terms of the way he controls the ball, and he always seems to have time on the ball. But he's developing that bit more steel in his game. You know, that bit more grit and determination that you need to be a good player. Because if he, you know, he keeps improving that aspect of his game with the natural abilities he's got, and you know, the strength and that presence that he's got, you know, he can be a fantastic player, and I'm sure he'll go on and play at a higher level. I think it was close. I think there are quite a few contenders this season. So, yeah, but congratulations to Jake. Well deserved.
Yeah, congratulations. And thanks for your time, Mark. We'll see you down in Oxford.
Cheers, Nick.